Okay, we are up to Mishnah Zion. We'll have to go a little bit fast because Mishnah Zion and Mishnah Ches are a little bit long. So it says, Shnei Achin, two brothers, Echadani ve'echad Ashir, a poor brother and a rich brother, Ve'niach lehen avi en mirchad u'beis abad, and their father leaves them a bathhouse and an oil press, asan schar, if it was made for profit, aschar le'emsa. The prophet goes to both of them, Asan La'atman, if it was made for them, their own personal use, Harya Ashir Omer La'ani, the rich brother can say to the poor brother, Kach Lach Avadim V'yirchatsu V'merchats, take servants and they'll wash you in the bathhouse, Kach Lach Zaysim Vav Asa V'beis Abad, take oils, take olives, you can make oil using the wine press. Then the Mishnah says, Shnayim Shayu Be'erachas Shem Echad Yosef Ben Shimon V'Shem Acher Yosef Ben Shimon. You have two people in one city and they have the same name, Yosef Ben Shimon. In Yechon Lot Yishar Chob Zeuzeir, they're not able to present a document that says that this one has a debt to the other. And no third party is able to bring a document that says that one of them owes a debt to them. Nimsalacha ben Shtarosav, if someone finds with amongst their documents a document that says Shtaroshel Yosef ben Shimon Perua, that the debt of Yosef ben Shimon was paid off. Shtaros Shnei Peruin. We say that both of them, their debts are paid off. Well, let's say you want to do business with them. Ketad Yasu, how can you do business? Yishaleishu. You have to go three generations. Yosef, Ben Shimon, Ben, whatever their father's name is. V'mayim Shulashim. Let's say they have the same father's name. So Yichtavu Simon. You should write some sort of identifying feature about them. V'mayim Sumanim. Let's say they have the same identifying features. What you Yichtavu Kohen. You should say this one's a Kohen and this one's a Levi Yisrael, whatever they are. Ha'omer Levanel, someone says their son, right before they're about to pass away. Shtar Ben Shtar Osai Perua, one of my documents. I paid off one of my debts, but I don't know which debt it was that I paid off. Shtar Os Kulan Peruin. All of their debts are considered paid off. Nimsa Le'echa, let's say you find that to one person, Sham Shnaim, you owe two, the father owed two debts. Hagadol Pura, the bigger of the debts we consider paid off. Katzan, Ena Pura, but the smaller of the debts we consider not paid off. Hamalva Eskabe Raide Arev, someone who lends to their friends via a guarantor, using a guarantor, Lo Yipar Mina Arev. You should not collect from the Arev. Hamalva Eskabe Raide Arev. But if he says almanas she'eparim misha erta, on condition that I am going to get payback from whoever I want, meaning either from the debtor or from the guarantor. So in that case, yeparim min ariv, you can collect from the ariv. Rav Shimon Gamil says im yesh nechasim lelova, if the debtor has property, no matter what the agreement was, you would not collect from the Arif, rather you collect from the property of the debtor. And also, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ha'arif le'isha b'ksuvasa, someone who makes a guarantor for a woman's ksuva, so that if something were to happen, that she would be able to collect and her husband divorces her, yidarena hana. He has to make a netter or vow he won't get any hana from her. Shema yasu kanunya al nechasim shozeh v'yachzer es ishto. Because we're worried that he's playing tricks, he's going to divorce her, she's going to collect the ksuva from this other person, and then they're going to get back together just with more money. Mishnah Ches says, Amalva es Chavira Bashtar, somebody who lends to another person using a document, Govinim Minachasim Mishubadim. So they're able to collect from leaned property, meaning any movable objects that they might have sold to someone else, they can collect the debt from them. All Yide Adim, if it was done using witnesses, Gove Minachasim Bnei Chorin. So then you can only collect from unsold property. Let's say he brings him And let's say he presents to him a document in his handwriting that says he owes money to him. So again, Govim Minachasim Ben Echorin. Then in that case, you can only collect from unsold property. Arev, Hayotzi La'achar Chitam Shtaros, someone who becomes a guarantor after the document was signed. So Govim Minachasim Ben Echorin. Again, you can only collect from unsold property. Rabbi Yishmael, a story happened with Rabbi Yishmael of Amar Govim and Chasim and Echorin, and he told them, you can only collect from property that has not been sold. Amar Lo Ben Nanas said, Eino Gove Lo and Chasim Mishubana Velo and Chasim and Echorin. Ben Nanas said, you cannot collect neither from Nechasim that were sold or from Nechasim that were not sold. Amar lo, lama. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, why not? And Amar lo, Ben Nana said, Hare chonek es echad b'shuk. If somebody's strangling somebody in the marketplace, umato chavero, and somebody sees it, but Amar lo, and he says, hanach lo, leave him, and I will pay, and I'll pay for him, pater, shlo al emunaso hilvahu. Because he wasn't actually obligating himself in paying back his debt. Ela izu arev shu chayev. What is an arev? What is a guarantor that would be chayev? Haveyu vane nosin lach. Where he says, lend to him, and if he doesn't pay him back, I'll pay you. So in such a case, chayev. In that case, the guarantor is chayev. You'd have to pay back. Shekain al emunaso hilvahu. Because he was lending on his word. Right, the guarantor was saying, I promise you, I will pay you back. Amar Rabbi Yishmael rotze shiyachem yasok b'dine mamonos. Rabbi Yishmael says, anyone who wants to become wise should engage in dine mamonos, in the laws of in monetary law. She'en lach miksoa v'tara gadol mehen. Because you have no greater discipline in the Torah than the law, the monetary laws. Jehan Kamayan Hanovea, because they are like a flowing spring. Vaharose Shiasok Bidine Mamanos. And he added, anyone who wants to engage in monetary law, Yushamish as Shimon Ben Nanas, they should attend to, they should become a disciple of Shimon Ben Nanas. Because he knows Dine Mamanos.